The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenback
tumble. Locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we are broadcasting today and Monday through Friday, 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And I've updated the website with our new listen line number. If you'd like to listen on your phone, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. 49. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. And John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. With us, hour number one, Werner Bach. Hour number two, Joey from Michigan. Welcome, Werner Bach.
Morning to the listeners. Yeah. Hopefully, we have enough listeners that start paying attention to what we are spend our time with here on the air.
Werner, I can tell you that I have seen our statistics. I have not seen the actual number of listeners, and unless it is just an internet only broadcast, there is no way of knowing the number of listeners. Let me just address this point for just a minute. So. I've heard people say they've got listeners in the millions. I've heard people say they've got listeners in the hundreds of thousands. Frankly, it's very hard to do. And what is a listener? Okay, let's talk about one of those name brand broadcasts in general. So one that's on a lot of radio stations. So a guy gets in his car and he's going to pick up his son or daughter from elementary school. He's in the car and he's listening for 7 or 8 minutes and he's tuning through the different number of broadcasts, trying to avoid maybe commercial announcements or news or whatever he doesn't want to hear. And he's listening for 7 or 8 minutes. Is that a listener? Is a listener someone who listens to USA Prepares or a broadcast like USA Prepares that stays tuned for a full hour or 2 full hours? Okay. Well, I can tell you that our listeners stay tuned. I've been told by the network that our listeners stay tuned for a very long time. And they only know about the ones who are connected to the internet. They don't know about the ones who are listening on their phone. However, I get plenty of messages from people saying they tried to listen on the listen line and they got disconnected, or the listen line was busy, or the listen line was down, or something happened. I get plenty of messages about that kind of experience. But what is a listener? Well, I don't know. I'm sure there is a definition in radio land about what a listener is. Maybe it's 10 minutes. I don't know. Or maybe it's 1 minute. I don't know. But I can tell you that we don't think that that's a listener. We just think that's somebody, you know, spending a couple minutes and goes away. Our listeners are more in tune, and I would, you know, I've said this before. I would love to do a head-to-head comparison of a test of our listeners. We'll call them students. Compared to the listeners of some other mainstream media broadcasts. I'd love to see who would fare better in a real-life test about real-life situations. because I believe our students think better than people who just listen to mainstream media. That's so, Werner, we don't have the most number of listeners, that's for sure. We don't have the least either. But I can tell you that many times on TalkStreamLive.com, which shows maybe 100 broadcasts running simultaneously, we're in the top 20. When did we start? Where did we start? We started at third from the bottom. When we arrived on the scene on Genesis Communications Network, when we got this time slot, broadcast number one, we were third from the bottom. Not many people were listening. Now a lot more are listening, and they're listening all over the world because we are on AM, FM, satellite over Europe, North Africa, the Middle East, Canada, United States, and Central America. That's via satellite. Then we're on AM, FM, and YouTube and a telephone listen line, and downloads and podcasts.
Yes. We are mostly interested in those listeners that start basically paying attention and like it on a spark plug. You know, when the spark plug got no spark, you know, the engine doesn't run. And we want to get their mental engine going, that they start taking an interest and started researching in what the information we are bringing across there.
You know, you're absolutely right, and we are an igniter for that thought process. What we do is we bring to the air real life situations, real life solutions, and we encourage our students to do more research on the topics that they think are most important. And a lot of us believe we're in crisis mode. A lot of our instructors and our students. And by the way, class. All of our instructors, including me, we're all students as well. We are all students. I'm not satisfied knowing what I know. I'd like to know more. I think I hardly know anywhere near what I'd like to know. I'd like to know way more about chemistry, way more about physics, way more about electronics, way more about everything, medicine. And the idea is this is an adventure in learning. I believe that if you listen to these broadcasts, you will learn more than you would learn in 4 years in college if you listen to 4 years of these broadcasts.
Well,
that's just my opinion.
Vincent, basically, what I've come across in college, they are basically rehashing the same information, and where the rubber meets the road, when there are new situations come up, for example, for a doctor, you know, in symptoms that show up on people, and so they don't have the time, and many times they don't have the motivation to start investigating on their own. But this is any kind of professional, especially in the medical profession and in the sciences. It should be a continuous learning process. But many of them, they think, we got our college degree, we know it all, we don't have to learn anymore. And those that actually want to further educate themselves, the scientists and the experts, you know, they are basically the odd man or the odd woman out. They are being ostracized and they are being targeted, you know. And they basically, in the scientific establishment, they become a thorn in their side. And thorns in their side of the medical and of the scientific community, they are not very well tolerated.
Werner, I don't think you and I have discussed this, but many years ago, back in the 90s, I was a computer consultant. And I was building networks for school systems, and they wanted to have the Internet as a research tool, which I thought was excellent. And they wanted to have filters on where the students would go on the Internet. So certain words would have certain values. So, for example, there are some profane words that might have 50 points in value. There might be a few words that are 5 points and 7 points and so forth. But if you typed in a search phrase that added up to 50 points, you'd be blocked. And there were reasons for that. You can't have students, you know, searching certain things. It's not polite, and it's not acceptable. So I built these networks. You know, I had a team that we all worked together, but I was the principal consultant to build these networks for several school districts. And during the building of the networks, there were those employees in the schools that would say, you know, there's this great educational software package, and it teaches history, or it teaches science, or it teaches writing skills, or mathematics, or it's for the review for those students who need to catch up or need extra help, and history, all kinds of subjects. And I said, are you serious? You want to buy a software package from some company in California who writes the history lessons, and you're going to have the students sit in front of a screen, and they're going to read the screen and answer questions, and they're going to be programmed by some company in California. Do you realize that it's so easy to rewrite history if it all comes from one source? It's a lot harder to rewrite history if you have to publish books with pages and binding and covers, and the books last 7 years before they start falling apart. Do you realize how easy it is to manipulate people through this programming?
Well, and this is exactly what they did in the communist countries. And I grew up next door to communist Eastern Germany. And I happened to listen there to their political broadcast. And many times I thought to myself, how can any kind of a thinking person swallow all that BS that was being peddled there as their party doctrine?
Well, I fought that battle many, many times throughout the 90s. And sometimes I won, and, you know, sometimes I didn't. But remember, I was not an employee of the schools for which I was consulting. I was just some guy that, you know, lived more than 50 miles away. They called me a consultant, and I tried to warn them of the dangers of this kind of programming. Now, from the administration's point of view, they could say, you know what, we could hire fewer teachers. We could have people come in that were just classroom monitors, and we could have them sit down in front of a screen, and we'll pay these classroom monitors less, maybe half or one-third the amount of a real teacher, and the education will be consistent. It will be the same for every student, so every student gets exactly the same education, and we can save money. And it all comes from the computers, and we're going to have some computers anyway. That's
George
some
Orwell.
Of the things. Excuse me?
George Orwell, 1984.
Yeah, George Orwell, 1984. You're exactly right. Bernard Box with us. He's in New Brunswick, Canada. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, Werner Bach is with us, and Werner came from Germany. He's a farmer, and his lineage is farming. He's a farmer in New Brunswick, Canada. We share a lot of the same interests. We share a lot of the same opinions and ideas, and it's interesting to chat with Werner. And it almost seems like we went to the same school together, but we didn't. And that's kind of a thread that goes through a lot of the instruction here at USA Prepares. A lot of us seem to have come to the same conclusion separately. Well, Werner, my concern at the educational level in the elementary school, kindergarten, even preschool through 8th grade and then 9th through 12th at the high school level and even at the college level where I was a consultant, I saw the implementation of computer training. And I saw, as a consultant, I would go into the school systems, and I really didn't have a particular job, per se. They would say, Vincent, we'd like you to be our consultant, and you do what you think you need to do, which was very trusting of them. We got all kinds of accolades, even at the highest level of the state, for the kind of technology that we implemented, and especially for the cost of the implementation. We were in a very, very poor school districts, and we were competing with some of the wealthiest school districts in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and we beat them. And because we were innovative, and we used passion, and we were committed. But Let me give you even an example of what I saw in one of the classrooms. So as this no job description consultant, I would go around and I would look at the computers and I would test them and I'd make sure that they were all up to par. And there were thousands of them. So I might end up in a high school, ninth grade class, just look at the computers, sit in the back of the room and test the computers while the teacher was teaching in the front of the class. And I remember there was this one class lesson. I'm just in the back room there, back of the room, and the teacher says, okay, question number like 11. So what's the answer? What kind of government do we have? And the students would say, a democracy. Really? When did that start? I was taught we had a representative republic. So in this computerized training that some of the students were getting, they were being told that we have a democracy. And now, of course, it's in the news every time you hear one of these talking heads say, talk about our democracy, democracy, democracy. We've been programmed to unlearn that we have a representative republic, that we now have a democracy. So that was from the 90s. We've been doing that. So that's just one small example of how you can have computerized learning changed in one place and get distributed all over the country. George Orwell, exactly what you were talking about.
And I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Joel Wallach, Doctor of Ashes, and he investigated the importance of all the different type of nutrients. And we are, in order to grow up healthy and to live healthy, we have to have access to at least over 80 basic nutrients and over 60 basic elements. And what happens now, like in the education system and in the mainstream media, those diversity of nutrients, in this case, mental nutrients, it is basically whittled down to maybe 5 or 6 mainstream media outlets. And who controls them? So that means most of us, if we don't take any personal effort, we are basically mentally malnourished with a standard diet that ultimately leads to the people's demise. They can't grasp anymore the complexity of life.
Werner, you mentioned Dr. Joel Wallach. Dr. Joel Wallach is a friend of ours. He has been to the farm. He's had dinner here in the kitchen at the farmhouse with us. He's been to our meetups many, many times. We've hosted meetups, and he's been our guest instructor at the meetups. He's been to, I believe, every one of our Get Prepared Expos, 7 expos. And he's been on the radio with me many, many times. So I'm very familiar with Dr. Joel Wallach. As a matter of fact, I have this poster, if you will, in the kitchen, and he signed it along with, I'll tell you about that in just a minute.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had 2 large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Werner Bach is with us, and I'd like to just tell you a little bit about this this hanging we have on the kitchen wall, and I have it out so that I can frame it. Dr. Joel Wallach, this looks like the signatures on the Declaration of Independence, except it's huge. It's the size of a very large desk blotter, very large. And it's signed by Dr. Joel Wallach, Richard Allen Miller, Aaron Dakins, Brad Dakins, Rich Sheban, Judy Dollarhite, John Dollarhite, John Statmiller, Grace Thorne, Lynette Marie, John Moore, Linus Ertley, Deborah Brewster, Norm Shealy, Kurt Crosby, Sam Bushman, and there are so many signatures on here. I just wanted to share like some of them, but it's the coolest thing. It really is, and it's a reminder of those who are on the air with us who have been to the farm. And you mentioned Dr. Joel Wallach, and so that's why I mentioned that. Yes, he has been to the farm, and yes, we know him quite well. Werner?
Yes. A couple of years ago, I came across his website, and I listened to him in some of his YouTubes. And he grew up on a farm, and on a farm, you cannot get away with basically BSing. You know, you have to analyze when there are problems cropping up. You have to analyze them, and you have to devise methods of dealing with them. You know, and here it comes to my mind one passage in the Bible where it says, "In the multitude of counselors is wisdom." But in today's society, that's more and more. It becomes obvious that it's centrally controlled. You know, by very vested interest, and they don't have our vested interest at heart. Their only interest is to stay in power and to increase their power. You know, that means, in other words, we as ordinary people, we have to get informed. And I'm basically amazed about the ignorance when I read some of the comments on the internet and so, the ignorance of most of the public. But it is vital for the survival of the people, not just only in North America, but in Europe and everywhere, that people are well informed. And democracy, when they call it democracy, it only can work when people are very interested in getting informed. And they are not dulled down by, you know, basically superficial entertainment. And
There you have it. Werner, I was in Sam's Club months ago, and this man came up to me, and he was selling something. And he said, do you know what we're offering our members? And I said, oh, man. I knew it was coming, you know, satellite TV. And he started, I said, look, I just want you to know that I personally advocate turning off the television. I said, why would anybody pay to have a subscription to about 300 channels of mindless programming, plus all the commercials that go with it? I said, it used to be at the top of the hour, there might be a minute of commercials. I'm talking about the 1950s. Maybe one commercial at the top, one commercial at the bottom. Maybe 2 minutes. How did we get from 1 or 2 minutes per hour to 20? How'd that happen? Well, it did. It incrementally crept in more and more and more. And now it's everywhere. But people are paying for that. They're literally paying to watch this mindless programming. Now, there are a few programs that might be, not programs, there are a few broadcasts that might be worth watching, or a few series that might be worth watching. Educational, science, math, history, those kinds of broadcasts. But if it does not have an educational content at some level, I'm not interested in watching it. I'm not. And so we do have a television in the kitchen. The kitchen is we have a working kitchen, and that's where we have meetings and, you know, those kinds of things. And when friends and family come over, that's where we kind of hang out. And there is a screen in there, and that's where we watch videos or YouTube or something like that. But I'm really, we don't have over-the-air television. And I won't even advertise the expos on over-the-air television anymore, because I found out what happens. People who watch over-the-air television are mesmerized by it. And if you were to give them a test, if you were to say, tell you what, you've just spent 2 hours in front of that screen, would you write down what the plot was about? Can you do that? I don't believe they can. They zone out. They turn their brain off, and they don't want to think. And the more they watch these screens, the more they don't want to think. It's like a drug that they need more and more. I've heard people say to me, people I consider quite bright, would say, well, I just have it on for background noise. I don't want background noise. I really don't. I don't need more noise. More information would be good, more accurate information, more training in the sciences would be good, but more noise I don't need. Werner, what do you think?
Well, I noticed already a difference over the years when sometimes for half a year or so I didn't watch television anymore and I listened to the radio. My vocabulary increased again and I could think better. But with television, basically this ability, it got greatly diminished by steadily watching television. But then about 15 years ago, here on the farm, I was alone at the time, and I had to get up a few times, especially during the winter months at night when a cow was due to calf and so on. And so when I got back in the house, I listened to the radio, and I came across Coast to Coast, you know, mm-hmm. and I was mm-hmm. listening to that for a few years, and I named it then, and I recommended it to other people. I said, it's University of the Night, you know, because I don't think the young people that went to a university, that they got that much information. But then there is a passage in the Bible where it says, in the multitude of counselors is wisdom. But then we have to use discretion and build up a certain amount of knowledge so we can sift out the valid information from the garbage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I did the same thing many, many years ago. I would listen to radio. Actually, I have that same radio right here in the studio with me. It's a ham rig. It's a ham transceiver, 100-watt ham transceiver. It's a Kenwood TS-440S, and it would receive shortwave broadcast. And I would listen to shortwave WWCR and WHRI, and some of our favorite broadcasts were on there, including John Stadtmiller, who's a friend of mine. And it was great. It was great listening to those kinds of broadcasts because it opened my eyes. And I would listen to Stan Deo and Linda Moulton Howe and Jim Morris, who are also happen to be USA Prepares instructors. They've been on the air with us. So some of the guests, as Art Bell would call them, who were on the air with him, are also on USA Prepares. And I learned a lot from them. And radio is the theater of the mind. It really is. I believe it does what you talk about. It does expand your way of thinking, and it expands your vocabulary. Whereas if you just watch television, this mindless stuff that comes over the major networks, you hear people, when they try to communicate, they use words like. That's how they communicate. It's terrible. They've forgotten their vocabulary. They've lost it because of this, I believe, mindless programming. And many people I've noticed in my travels, I have noticed garage sales and yard sales, and people can't wait to get rid of their books. I can't believe it. They can't wait to sell books for 10 cents a piece, 25 cents, a dollar, three for a dollar, four for a dollar. Hey, I'll tell you what, would you buy all of them? You can have all those boxes of books for $3. Please take them out of my way. That's the kind of thing that I see. I'm stunned. Absolutely stunned. Why would anybody get rid of their books? Well, they say things like, well, I can read it on a Kindle. Really? So you can have all your books on a Kindle, and what happens if that fails? Everything fails. Or they'll say, I can look it up on the internet. I don't need books. I can just have a PC or a tablet, and I can look up everything I want whenever I want. Really? Is electricity always there? Do you really believe that that internet content is always going to be there? Do you really believe that they're not going to rewrite history? The people who win wars rewrite how the wars were. And we've all been programmed. Even at church, we've been programmed. Stand up, sit down, kneel, genuflect, stand up, pass the plate. Okay, you got to put money in the plate. You have to dress this way. Okay, look this way, stand up, sit down. That's what it's like in the Catholic Church. And just try being out of step. You know, everybody else is standing up and you're sitting down or you're kneeling. It's like, what's wrong with him? He's not reading the playbook. Werner, I don't know how you did it, but you pushed one of my buttons.
No, but we wanted to talk about some other vital issues right next to the farm and next to the countryside.
Yeah.
And what happens to the environment, what happens to the wildlife.
Let's do it.
And
wildlife.
Over the years I come to the conclusion, government is sticking its nose into all kinds of things that should be their business. And they collect taxes in order to create jobs for bureaucrats. You know, and when it comes to do the job, there's nobody there. They just give the child a name, but there's no child there. No job that they actually effectively do.
Yeah, what you're saying, Werner, is we have people in these government positions. They sit behind desks or sit behind counters, and they don't do anything. They don't know anything. They can't make any decisions. There's nobody home. You're absolutely right. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Last day,
God, you're
take my
when you go to
DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Werner, I've heard the term many times, equal opportunity, and I can see that there's more equal opportunity now than ever before. And one of the definitions of it is the policy of treating employees and others without discrimination. And they say especially on the basis of their sex, race, or age. Well, it seems that we're also giving people equal opportunity without consideration of their knowledge, background, information, skills. It's like a free-for-all. Anybody can get a position. And I'd like to say that I do discriminate on lots of things. I discriminate on what kind of oil filters I want to buy, what kind of engine oil, what kind of vehicles, what kind of machinery, where I like to shop based on how I'm treated, based on the products that are sold, based on the price. I think we need to be more discriminating rather than less. I think we need to learn from history. I think we need to learn from the past. If someone treats me really poorly in a store, well, there was a store in Springfield, Missouri. They threw me out in like 60 seconds. And then those people wanted to come to the expo. And I said, are you kidding? You expect that I'm going to let you come to the expo after you throw me out of your store? You think that I'm going to let my guests know or believe that you're going to treat them better than you treated me? No, I was discriminating against them by the way I was treated. And I think we need to do that more. We need to vote with our wallets more. And we need to say no more. And we need to complain more. And let everyone we can know about poor practices, poor quality, and so forth.
Benton, won't let anybody who is not qualified to run your equipment. Otherwise,
correct.
You have breakdowns. And that can be especially critical during harvest time. You might lose half your crop or whatever, you know. And the same thing should be applied in government positions or any kind of a position. But I think the economy runs more on trouble than when everything goes smooth. And so many fixers, whole hordes, whole armies are coming from university, you know, year after year. And they're looking for something to be fixed. And when it isn't, there's an old saying, if it isn't broken, don't fix it. So they're setting up a lot of things that they get broken. Sustainable systems in food production, what they had here in North America. And when, for example, when you raise your cattle on pasture, it's the most natural way to raise them. You know, that isn't good enough. The big chemical companies, they want, and the pharmaceutical companies, they want to get their foot in the door, not just only with your livestock, but then with the food that's been produced the way they want it to be produced, that more and more health problems crop up in the population. It basically is a windfall for all those fixers, you know. But it's a question for how much longer can the, any kind of a society, including and especially here in North America and in the United States, how much longer can they afford this kind of foolishness?
Werner, I have a 1962 lawnmower. It's an International Cub Cadet. Has the original tires, front and back, original bearings. It's on its third engine. We've worn out, two engines, and we're wearing out the next one. But we don't make quality anymore, okay? And it's very difficult to find. If you look at a brand new Cub Cadet tractor, it doesn't hold a candle to this International Cub Cadet of 1962 vintage. The new one does not. It's got way more horsepower, allegedly. It's got a bigger engine, but the driveline is cheap. Everything else is cheaper on it. It's thinner. The metal's flimsier. Nowhere near as good. We've got to get back, class. We've got to get back to quality. And you can insist on it with your wallet. You can insist on quality with your wallet. What do you think, Werner?
Basically, especially the American economy runs on trouble. The more trouble, the more the economy is booming. The United States is globally. The biggest, basically, wild card and the biggest amok running part of the economy is the military, you know?
Yeah, and they blow stuff up. And that's their business, blowing things up. Werner, thanks so much for being with us. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Class, Joey from Michigan will be with us, hour number two.
Thank you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.